Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. Bizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
This shiur is on Kedushin Daf Samach Aleph. Daf Samach Aleph of Kedushin is dominated by a single theme, and that's the theme of Mishpatei Atanayim. The Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph Amin Aleph brings us the words of Rameyer, Oimer called Tanai She'enei Ketanai B'nei Godu V'nei Ruben Enoi Tanai, that every Tanai has to match the prototype of a Tanai in the Torah, and that's the Tanai of B'nei Godu V'nei Ruben. And Rashi explains that Rameyer is coming to teach us with these words a number of rules that every Tanai has to conform with. First of all, Rashi writes in the opening Rashi that Rameyer is teaching us the din of Tanai Kofel, that every Tanai has to be doubled. You have to speak out both directions, that if the Tanai is fulfilled, then the Maisa should be fulfilled, and if the Tanai is not fulfilled, then the Maisa should not be fulfilled. You have to speak out in both directions. That's the rule of Tanai Kafel. But Rashi goes on to say that there are two other Mishpatei Tanayim, two other rules of Tanayim that are included in the words of Rameyer. Rashi adds the rule of Tanai Kodim Lamaisa. That means that you have to first speak out the condition before you speak out the Maisa that you're trying to create. So, for example, if we take the case of the Mishnah on Daf Samach, where a person is Mekadesh and Isha, on condition that she give him 200 zuz, so he has to first say, if you give me 200 zuz, then you should be Mekadeshes. If he first says, you should be Mekadeshes to me, if you give me 200 zuz, that's no good, because he put the Maisa before the Tanai. He needs the Tanai, first you have to say, if you give me 200 zuz, and then say what will happen, you'll become mekudeshes to me. And the third rule of Tanayim that Rashi says is included in the words of Rameyer is the rule of Hein Kedim Lalav, that you have to speak out the positive side, what does make the Kedushin Michal, before you speak out the negative side, what would stop the Kedushin from being Chal. So going with the same example, you'd have to say, if you give me 200 zuz, then you'd be mekudeshes. And after that you say, and if you don't give me 200 zuz, then you won't be mekudeshes. If you do it the other way around, if you don't give me the money, then you won't be mekudeshes, that's called lav kodim lahein. That doesn't match with the tsura of the Tanai B'nei Godu B'nei Ruben, so it doesn't fit the Mishpatei Tanayim. So Rashi explained to us that there are three rules that are included in the words of Rameyer. But these are not all of the Mishpatei Tanayim that we find in Shas. If you take a look in the Rambam, the Rambam Perek Vav of Hilchas Ishus, the whole Perek, for the most part, is devoted to the topic of Mishpatei Atanayim. And the Rambam, right at the beginning of the Perek, he lists four rules that every Tanai has to meet. He starts with the first three, the same three that Rashi said, Tanai Kafel, Tanai Kodim Lamaisa, and Hein Kodim Lalav. And then the Rambam adds a fourth, Shehei HaTanai Dover She'efshar L'Kaimai, that the Tanai has to be something which is possible to fulfill. The Rambam writes this as a fourth rule, a fourth of the Mishpatei HaTanayim, and the Rambam uses that number. He says there are four Mishpatei HaTanayim, and he lists the four, with the fourth one being this new one, Sheyehei Tanai Dover She'efshar L'Kaimai. However, if you look carefully in the words of the Rambam a little bit later in the Perek, when he goes on to elaborate each one of the four, it turns out that this fourth rule, Shehei Tanai Dover She'efshar L'Kaimai, really could be seen as two rules, because the Rambam includes two categories of things that are not called Efshar L'Kaimai, so that Sach HaKol, we might say that the Rambam has five Mishpatei Tanayim. Because first the Rambam says that when we say there's a rule that every Tanai has to be a Dover She'efshar L'Kaimai, a thing that's possible to fulfill, he says that means as opposed to something like Al Menashe Tali L'Rakia. If he says to a woman that if you go up to the sky, then you should become Mekudeshes to me. So going up to the sky, of course, is not something that's Efshar L'Kaimai. That's not something that could be meant seriously. It's not a realistic undertaking. And there, since it's a Dover She'i Efshar L'Kaimai, the Tanai is not Chal. The Rambam then goes on to say that this same rule of Tanai She'efshar L'Kaimai also comes to exclude someone who's Masne Al Mashakos of B'Torah. If he makes a Tanai that his Maisa should be contingent on something which violates the Torah, so for example, if he says that she'll become a Kodeshes if she eats a Dover HaAsar, or taking a case from the Gemara in Ksubis, an example of Masna Mashkas of a Torah, if he says that you should become Mekudeshes to me, Amenas She'in Lecha Alay Sher Ksus Va'ina, he wants to make a Kedushin, but the Kedushin should be different than the Torah's definition of Kedushin. It should be a Kedushin without the obligations of a husband to a wife. So that's also a Masna Amashkas of a Torah. That doesn't meet the criteria of a Dover She'efshar L'Kaimai. So the Rambam in Perek Vav, Halacha Ches and Tes, includes these two things under the heading that he had put at the beginning of the parak of Dover She'efshar L'Kaimai. So we could really say that taking all of the Mishpatei Etnaim of the Rambam calls it four, but it could also be thought of as five rules, and some Rishonim count those as five. And so again, to give a quick rundown, every Tanai needs Tanai Kafel, Tanai Kaidim Lamaisa, Hein Kaidim Lalav, Dover She'efshar L'Kaimai, meaning not something impossible like flying up to the sky, and also that it not be a Masna Al Masha Kosav B'Teira. There's one more Mishpatei Etnaim, which the Ritva here on the Mishnah adds, and that is that the thing that you make the Tanai about has to be a Dover She'efshar L'Ases Al Yedei Shliach. The Chalais that you're making has to be one that's possible to do through a Shliach. So for example, we've been talking about Tanoim that are attached to a Kedushin, and as we know, like we learned at the beginning of the second parak, Ha'ish Mekadesh Boi Uveshluchai, a person is able to make Kedushin through a Shliach, and so for Kedushin, you can make it Tanai. Similarly, a person could give a get through a Shliach, and so too, a person can give a get with a Tanai. But something that cannot be done through a Shliach also cannot be done with a Tanai. And an example of this is Chalitza. The Gemara says in Masechet Yevamos that a person cannot attach any sort of a Tanai to a Chalitza. A person can't make a Chalitza and it's almanas that you give me 200 zuz and then it should only be chal if she gives the 200 zuz and otherwise it won't be chal. Such a Tanai has no effect on a Chalitza, because since Chalitza is not possible to do al yedei shliach, milsa de leisa v'shlichus leisa b'tanai. The Ritva adds on our Mishnah that that's a final part of the list of the Mishpatei Etnaim, so there are sach hakol six Mishpatei Etnaim that we find here in the Rishonim. The Magen Mishnah points out on the Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Vav of Hilchos Ishus, that although the Rambam didn't include this last one that the Ritva added, that milsa de leisa b'shlichus leisa b'tanai, but there's no question of the Rambam disagreeing about it, because the Rambam brought it down in Hilchas Chalitza. In Hilchas Yibam v'Chalitza, the Rambam wrote that you cannot make a Tanai on a Chalitza, because since you can't do it through a Shliach, milsa de leisa b'shlichus leisa b'tanai. The Rambam definitely holds of it. The Rambam just didn't include it on this list. Why not? Zok the Magen Mishnah, because when we talk about the list of Mishpatei Etnayim, that means rules about how a Tanai should be formulated, how it should be said, what kind of a Tanai is a good Tanai. The rule of Milsa de Leisa v'Shlichus is a rule about what kind of a Chalais could get a Tanai. And therefore the Rambam didn't consider it relevant to our Sugya. So there's a Machlaikis only about whether it's considered relevant to our Sugya or not, but no Machlaikis about whether it is true. And so bottom line, we have a list, a total of six rules. Although different people have different ways of counting them, the Ritva includes one which the Rambam leaves out. Some Rishonim count as two, those that the Rambam included in one. So there's different numbers that we find, but altogether six rules that are mentioned by the Rishonim that are included on the list of Mishpatei Etnayim. And they are Tanai Kafel, Hein Kaidim Lalav, Tanai Kaidim Lamaisa, Dav She'efshar L'Kaimai, that it shouldn't be a Masna Al Mashakas of Batera, and finally, that milsa de leisa b'shlichus leisa b'tanai. The next thing that I want to discuss is what are the limits of how widely applicable these Mishpatei Etnayim are. And that really begins with Akasha. We're looking here at Daf Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph. If you take a look across the page at the previous Amud, Daf Samach Amud Beis, there's a Mishnah there that gives a whole bunch of Tanayim, a whole bunch of examples of Kedushin al Tanai. The first case in that Mishnah was if somebody's Mekadesh and Isha, and he says, Al Manas Sheyesh Li Beis Kor Afar. And the Mishnah says that if he has the base kor afar, then she's mekudeshes. If he doesn't have the base kor afar, she's not mekudeshes. And it goes on to talk about cases of amanashi yeshli b'makom pleini. And you have the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, amanashi titin limasayim zuz. And a whole bunch of tanayim between the Mishnah on Samach Amud Aleph and the Mishnah on Samach Amud Beis. If I'm not mistaken, there are 7 examples of a kedushin al tanai. And all of them are brought down in the Mishnah as if it's a devar pashut and a devar muskum, that those are valid tanayim. And if a person makes a kedushin with those tanayim, the tanai takes effect. And yet, none of those tanayim conform with any of the rules of mishpatei tanayim that we have in our Mishnah. There's no tanai kafel in those Mishnayas. There's no tanai kodim l'maisa. Harei amukadeshes li'amanashi yesh li beis kor afar. That's maisa kodim l'tanai. And it's not a tanai kafel. So all of these previous Mishnayas are mentioning cases of tanayim that just completely ignore the rule of mishpatei tanayim. How does that stem with this Mishnah over here, which says that in order for a Tanai to be valid, it has to be like the Tanai B'nai Gadol B'nai Reuven, it has to be a Tanai Kafel, and a Hin Kodem L'Lav, and a Tanai Kodem L'Maisa. The previous Mishnayos taught us cases of Tanai that ignored these rules. So if you take a look at the Pirush Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar on the side of the page, now this is the Pirush which is in most Gemaras, and standard Gemaras is printed under the name Tesis Rihazakein, but it's widely accepted among most people, I think, that that's really an incorrect attribution. It's not really the Tesis Rihazakein, and many people agree that it actually is a Pirush from Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar, and in some of the new Gemaras, it's actually printed that way. In some of the new Gemaras, it has the name Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar on top of the Pirush on the side of the page, on the outside margin of the page. On every daf in Kedushin, there's this Pirush, which has usually been attributed to Tesis Rihazakein, which is actually the Pirush Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar. And if you take a look in this Pirush, you see that he deals with this question in a fascinating way. He says, the truth is, there's another kasha. The way most Rishonim read our Mishnah, that it's beginning a new topic. First, the earlier Mishnayos and the Perek gave us some examples of Kedushin al Tanai, and now this Mishnah comes to teach us the rules of Mishpatei Tanayim. Frek Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar. So why does the Mishnah begin with the words Rabbi Meir Omer? Rabbi Meir Omer usually indicates that Rabbi Meir is coming to argue on what was said before. When a Tana comes to introduce a new topic, it's supposed to say Omer Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Meir Omer is usually the second Tana in a Machlokes. When the Tanakama had said one thing, and then the next Tana comes to argue, so it's Rabbi so-and-so, Rabbi Pliny, Omer. That expression usually means that he's arguing with the previous Tana. When he's beginning something new, it would say, Omer Omer. So Zekir ben Avraham Nahar. Let's put two and two together. We were bothered, first of all, how come the previous Mishnah gave a bunch of cases of Tanai that ignored all of the Mishpatei Tanayim. And then we're bothered why this Mishnah begins with the words Rabbi Meir Omer, which makes it sound like he's arguing on the previous Mishnayis. Zuktiv ben Avraham Nahar, the teretz is simple. One kasha answers the other. This Mishnah is arguing with the previous Mishnayis. The previous Mishnayis ignored the rules of Mishpatei Tanayim because the previous Mishnayis were not Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir comes along in this Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph to tell us that all of the Mishnayis, all of the cases in the two Mishnayis back on Daf Samach, all the cases of Kedushin al Tanai, all of those Tanayim are invalid because Kol Tanai Che'enei Ketanayim and Egar Bnei Ruben Enei Tanai. Rav Meir is coming to argue on the previous Mishnayis, and Rabbi Avraham Minahar adds, and therefore it turns out that the whole rule of Mishpatei Tanayim is a Das Yachid. It's just Rav Meir arguing on the previous Mishnayis, which were Stam Mishnayis, which held that you don't need Mishpatei Tanayim, and therefore Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar says that we paskin that a Tanai does not need to be a Tanai Kafel in order for it to be a valid Tanai, because only Rabbi Meir holds that you need a Tanai Kafel, and Rabbi Meir is arguing on the previous Mishnayos, that's why it says Rabbi Meir Omer, the previous Mishnayos hold that you don't need a Tanai Kafel, so halacha l'maisa you don't need a Tanai Kafel. That's the way Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar learns Peshat on our Mishnayos. But, like we said before, the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam brings down the halach of Tanai Kafel together with
all of the other Mishpatei HaTanayim in Perek Vav of Hilchas Ishos. And so, according to the Rambam, the Kasha comes back. Why do all the previous Mishnayis ignore the rule of Tanai Kafel? If really, La Halacha, you do need a Tanai Kafel, so how come the previous Mishnayis don't follow this rule? The Rambam says a very important yesod. It's in Halacha Yud Zayin of Perek Vav of Hilchas Ishos. The Rambam says an important yesod in the sugya of Mishpatei HaTanayim, which the Nesei Kalim say that the Rambam said in order to answer this kasha. Zok the Rambam, not every Tanai needs to follow the rules that we call Mishpatei HaTanayim. Only a Tanai which is meant to be chal la'achar zman, meaning when you do a Maisa al Tanai, and the Maisa is supposed to be chal when the Tanai is fulfilled. For example, if I'm a Kaddish an Isha, I'm a Nas that I give her Masayim Zuz, but with the understanding that when I give the Masayim Zuz, then she'll be Mekudeshes, such a Tanai has to follow the rules of Mishpatei HaTanayim. But any Tanai where the understanding is that I'm Mekadesh you Almanas, that I give you Masayim Zuz, and even though I may not give you Masayim Zuz until next month, but next month when I give you the Masayim Zuz, it will be Nigloi L'mafreya, that the Kedushin were Chal already today, any Kedushin which is Me'achshav does not need to follow the Mishpatei HaTanayim. The Rambam says this, and the Rambam adds one more Chiddush. The Rambam says, and we paskin like Rav Huna in the previous sugya. Rav Huna, who argued with Rav Yehuda and Daf Samach. Rav Huna held, that almanas is the same as me'achshav. When a person says, harei mekudeshes le'almanas she'atin lach v'sayim zuz, that means, since he said almanas, that means me'achshav, that when I give you the Messiah zuz, you should be mekudeshes me'achshav from now. Therefore, zok the Rambam, none of those tanoim of those earlier Mishnayis need to follow any of the rules of the Mishpatei HaTanayim. When do you need a Tanai Kafel and a Tanai Kodim L'maisa and a Hin Kodim L'lav? Only when you say a Tanai with a Lashon of Im. Harei Mekudeshes Li Im Etein Lach Masayim Zuz. When you say a Lashon of Im, then the Kedushin won't be Chal until he gives it. Then you need a Tanai Kafel. But if you say a Tanai with a Lashon of Almanas, since we paskin that Almanas is Kamei Achshav, so if you say Harei Mekudeshes Li Almanas She'atin Lach Masayim Zuz, then whenever I end up giving the money, it'll be Igloi Milsalam Afreya that she was really Mekudeshes from now. So that's a Tanai of Me'achshav. A Tanai of Me'achshav does not need the Mishpatei HaTanayim. So the Rambam makes this chiluk between a Tanai of Me'achshav, a Tanai that's chal, that makes the Kedushin Michal Afreya, versus a Tanai of La'achar Zman, where the Kedushin are only chal later after the Kiyum HaTanai. And the Rambam holds that you only need the Mishpatei HaTanayim for a Tanai of Me'achshav. And the Magen Mishnah over there writes that why did the Rambam say this? And the Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam's not making it up. He's getting it from the Ga'inim. And the Ga'inim themselves speak out that why did they say it? In the Tshuvas HaGa'inim, they write that they said this to answer the Kasha that we began with. How come the previous Mishnah gave a whole bunch of cases of Tanai and none of them were a Tanai Kafel? And nevertheless, the Mishnah said that those Tanayim are all effective. And the reason is because those Tanayim are said with a Lashon of Almanas. And Ha'imra Almanas is Ka'imra Me'achshav Dami. Any Tanai that's Chal HaMafreya doesn't need to be a Tanai Kafel, doesn't need any of the Mishpatei HaTanayim. Only a Tanai that's La'achar Zman needs the Mishpatei HaTanayim. If you take a look, though, a little bit further in that same piece in the Magen Mishnah, in the Magen Mishnah on the Rambam in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Zayin, he says that although this is the Shita of the Ga'inim, and the Rambam is passing that way, but the Balei HaTosfos all rejected this. All of the Balei HaTosfos hold that there is no chiluk between a Tanai that's Chal L'mafreya and a Tanai that's Chal La'achar Zman. In all cases, you need the Mishpatei HaTanayim to be observed. And so, the kasha that we began with, the kasha that Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar was bothered by, the kasha that the Ga'inim were bothered by, comes back lafi Taisis, lafi the Balei HaTosfos, that don't differentiate between a Tanai of Me'achshav and a Tanai of La'achar Zman. And they also don't hold like Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar, that we don't paskin like the whole din of Tanai Kafel. That's Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar's chiddush. We'll see later, perhaps other Rishonim also hold that way, but the Balei HaTosfos do not. The Balei Taisvis hold that every Tanai needs to be a Tanai Kafel. We do hold the Yisayit of Tanai Kafel, and we hold that it's true by every Tanai, whether it's Me'achshav or whether it's La'achazman. So then the Kasha comes back. How did they explain the previous Mishnah, which gave so many cases of Tanai, and none of them were a Tanai Kafel? The answer to this could be found in a Taisis and Mesechas Sukkah and Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Taisis over there writes, he's going on a case in the Gemara where Rava talks about a case where someone gives someone an esrog as a matana manas lahachzir. And Taisis is bothered that when Rava spoke out the Tanai, that here, take this esrog al manas, that you give it back, but he didn't speak it out as a Tanai kafel, and he didn't speak out any of the other mishpatei atnayim. Taisis over there writes, and I quote, Bishum makim in medakte kashas bilshainai. The shas is never makbid in its lashain, lahakdim tnai lemaisa utnai kafel vehein kaidim alav. The shas is never makbid, and he means whether the tanaim in the mishnayis or the amirayim in the gemara, they're never makbid when they refer to cases of tnai to speak it out properly. And Taisus goes through three of the rules: Tanai Kafel, Tanai Kaidim Lamaisa, Hin Kaidim Lalav. Afal Gav, Taisus says, Debahachi Ayri. Even though that's always what we're talking about, every time that you have a Mishnah or a Gemara that talks about a case of Tanai, invariably, it means where it was a Tanai Kafel, and it's Tanai Kaidim Lamaisa, and a Hin Kaidim Lalav. It's always talking about such a case, because otherwise the Tanai wouldn't be effective. But nevertheless, the Shas is not Medaktik Bilshainai to speak it out that way. Taisus continues, Elisha Mekatzer L'Sheinoi, because the Shas is speaking more briefly, is being Mekatzer, L'Fisha Loi Al Chiddush Zeh Ba'al HaShmianu, because that's not the Chiddush that it's coming to teach us. Zok Taisus, not every Mishnah and Gemara were concerned with teaching us the din of Mishpatei Atnayim. All the Mishnayis and Gemaras follow the rules, agree with the rules, accept the rules of Mishpatei Atnayim. But not every Mishnah is coming to teach us the rules of Mishpatei Atnayim. So you have a Mishnah on Daf Samach that refers to a whole bunch of cases of Tanayim, and it's not coming there to tell you how you make it tonight. It's just coming to tell you that if you make it tonight, Almanash, Etan Lach Masayim Zuz, Harezim Kadesh, Sviyitain, Almanash, Yeshli Beis Karafar, Harezim Kadesh, Sviyeshli. It tells us the rules of what happens if a person makes this tonight in the Kedushin, what happens if a person makes that tonight in the Kedushin. And then the question of, and how do you make a Tanai? That's addressed in the next Mishnah. The Mishnah on Daf Samach was just waiting for the Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph to come and explain how you make the Tanai. When the Mishnah on Samach Aleph spoke it out without a Tanai Kafel, it's not because it works without a Tanai Kafel. It was just being brief. It was being Mekatzer Bilshenei, telling you what happens if you make a Tanai that the condition should be telling on this, what happens if you make a Tanai that the condition should be telling on that. And then, how do you make that tonight? It explains in the following Mishnah the rules for how you make that tonight. So to summarize in a nutshell, we had a kasha. How come the previous Mishnayis, and so too so many Mishnayis and Gemaras and Shas, give cases of tonight without making it into a tonight kafel? We found three answers. We found Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar, who says, and we'll see soon in Yisrael Hashem, that other Rishenim may share this opinion, but here on our daf, we see that Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar says it's because we really don't paskin like our mayor. La halacha, one doesn't need a Tanai Kafel. We have the Rambam who makes this gewaldige chiluk between a Tanai de Me'achshav and a Tanai de La'achazman. And we have the Yisayit of Taisis and Sukkah that says that although every Mishnah really means a Tanai that was spoken out lefi the rules and it's Kafel and everything, but the Shas is not medaktik bilshenoi to speak it out that way every time. Next, we'll try to discuss the lumdus behind the sugya of Mishpatei Atnayim. And this really begins with the kasha of Taisus Ksubas Daf Nun Vav. Before we speak out the kasha, let's try to review for ourselves what we really mean when we say that there are rules called Mishpatei Atnayim. There are rules about how a Tanai has to be made, and if the Tanai is not made properly, then the Tanai doesn't work. What does that mean when we say that the Tanai doesn't work? It means that the Tanai is bottle, and the maisa, whatever chalais you were coming to make, is kayam, regardless of whether the tanai is fulfilled or not. Let's put that into practical terms. A person is mekadesh an isha, al menas sheyitein lamasayim zuz. That means the chasan and kala agreed to a deal. They agreed that he would marry her. She agreed to get married on condition that he pay her Masayim Zuz. So we're learning that in order for that Tanai to be effective, it has to follow the rules, Tanai Kafel, Tanai Kledim Amaisa, etc., etc. Now let's say it doesn't follow the rules. Let's say he's not Kafel the Tanai. So he says, Harei Mekudesh Yisleim Anash Etin Lach Masayim Zuz, but he doesn't say, but if I don't give you the money, then the condition shouldn't be Chal. So he didn't make a Tanai Kafel. So according to the din of our Mishnah, that Tanai should be Batal, and the Maisa is Kayim. That means that the Isha is Mekudeshes, even though he doesn't give the money. Taisus and Ksubis is bothered by a Gevaldig Akasha. How could it be that the Kedushin are Chal, if the Tanai is not met? She said that that's her condition under which she's willing to get married. She doesn't have das, she doesn't have a ratzon for the kedushin if she doesn't get the Masayim Zuz. She can't become a kedushas bal kercha. So how could the kedushin be chal if we know that she doesn't want it to be chal? She said, I'll only marry you if you give me Masayim Zuz. He didn't give her Masayim Zuz. But because he didn't phrase it correctly, the kedushin are chal. Frek Taisvis, good, he didn't phrase it correctly, he didn't make a proper Tanai, but we don't have a Ratzin for her Kedushin. Let's take an example in the other direction also. Let's say he gives her a get, and this is a simpler case because here it all involves one person's das. He's the one that's doing the giving, he's the one that's making the Tanai, and he's the one whose das is not going to be satisfied. Let's say he gives his wife a get. Al menasha titni li masayim zuz. Hare megureshes. That you should become a Gureshes on condition that you pay me Masayim Zuz. Well, he didn't make a Tanai Kafel, so the Tanai is Batal, and the Maisa is Kayim. That means that she doesn't pay the Masayim Zuz, and even though she doesn't pay the Masayim Zuz, she's still Megureshes. But he said he doesn't want to be Megarish her if she doesn't give the Masayim Zuz. He said he only wants to be Megarish her if she does give the Masayim Zuz. She didn't give the Masayim Zuz. She's Megureshes anyway. Where's the Das for this Gerishin? That's the Kasha of Taisus and Ksubis. Ksubis daf nun vav amar aleph. Again, the case over there is not, Taisus doesn't ask the Kasha exactly the same way that I'm saying it over, because Taisus is not talking over there about the rule of Tznai Kafel. Taisus is talking over there about the rule of Masna Amashakas of Batera. But the Kasha is essentially the same. Taisus is bothered. How could we say that because the Tanai doesn't conform to the Mishpatei HaTanayim, the Tanai is Batal and the Maisa is Kayim? If the person said that he doesn't want this Maisa, if the Tanai is not fulfilled, then we're giving him a Kedushin, we're giving him a Gerushin without any Das, without any Ratzain. How could a person have Kedushin or Gerushin Bal Karachai? So Taisus over there answers. Taisus says that really the whole idea that a Tanai could work altogether is a chiddush. Taisa says, if not for the Gzeres HaKosov that we learn from Tanai Bnei Gad Uvnei Ruvain, I would think that a Tanai could never be Mevatal Maisa. If a person makes a Maisa Kedushin, then the Isha should be Mekudeshes, whether he likes it or not. The whole concept that he can make a Tanai and say that even though I'm doing this Maisa Kedushin, but maybe you shouldn't become Mekudeshes, if this Tanai is not fulfilled, then you shouldn't become a Kudeshes. That concept is a Chiddush. It's a Gzeres HaKosov that we learn from the Parsha of Bnei Gad Uvnei Ruvain. And Memela, like Taitzvis, since it's a Chiddush, in L'chav Boi El Chiddushai, we're limited to that part of the Chiddush, that aspect of the Chiddush that is comparable to Bnei Gad Uvnei Ruvain. So if you phrase your Tanai similarly to the way that it was phrased by the Maisa of Bnei Gad Uvnei Ruvain, then your Tanai could be Mevatal Maisa. But otherwise, we'd be left with our Svara Chitzaina, with what we would have thought on our own, which is that no Tanai can ever work to be Mevatal Maisa. These are the words of Taisus and Ksubis, and it still needs a little more beer, and the beer Hadavar, the way that Achrayim say it over, I'm going to say over Be'erech, the way Rav Shimon Shkop explains it in Shari Yosher, Shar Zayin Perek Ches. But I have to give a disclaimer that really this is, the svaris here are sort of dakas dika inyanim. And I guess everybody's giving over is somewhat subjective, and I can't guarantee you that I'm saying it over, that I'm really saying what Reb Shimon meant, but this is my understanding after learning Reb Shimon, and I think other Achrayim also are similar al derech zeh, that what Taisus really means to be saying is as follows. That really the idea that we say over that when you do a Ma'aseh Kedushin, you also need das to make it chal, that's really a misnomer. You don't need das to make a Ma'aseh Kedushin be chal. The Torah says that giving an isha a ring makes her mekudeshes. The Torah says that giving an isha a get makes her megureshes. When the Torah says that these ma'asim create this chalois, the Torah is creating a metzius. You should think of that as being similar to when you turn a switch and it makes the light go on. When you flick a light switch and it makes the light go on, you don't need das to make the light go on. This ma'asa causes this result. Turning this switch makes the light go on. Zekter B'Shimon, by the same token, doing this ma'isa makes an isha mekudeshes. Doing this ma'isa of giving a get makes an isha mekudeshes. But we know that, of course, you need das. What do you mean? We know that you can't be mekadesh an isha against her will. You know that you need the das of a husband to be megarish his wife. Zekter B'Shimon, that din das that you need is for the ma'isa. What that means is that no one could force you to be mekadesh an isha. No one could force you to give an isha a ring, the shame kedushin. And if somebody would force you, it wouldn't be chal. If you didn't voluntarily give an isha a ring, the shame kedushin, then that's not called a ma'aseh kedushin. But so the room for your das is before you do the ma'aseh. You have the right to choose freely, yes, to do the ma'aseh or not to do the ma'aseh. If you don't want to be mekadesh the isha, you can't be forced to. Don't give her the ring. If someone forces you to give the ring, that's not going to be chal, because that's not a real ma'aseh kedushin. But if you voluntarily choose to do a ma'aseh kedushin, then we don't need you to also choose to make a bichal. A ma'aseh kedushin is memela going to be chal. Like flicking the switch is memela going to make the light go on. The Torah creates a mitzias, just like the mitziasim in the Olam HaGashmi, when you do a pa'ula, it has a result, whether you mean for it to have that result or not. So in the Torah's world, the Torah creates this mitzias that a ma'ase kedushin makes a chaleis kedushin and a ma'ase geirushin makes a chaleis geirushin. You don't need an additional das for that. You don't need to want the kedushin to be chal. You just need to want to be doing a ma'ase kedushin. But once you intentionally and voluntarily do a ma'ase kedushin, that makes the isha mekudeshes. Again, this is all misvar. What I would have thought without the chiddush of the parsha of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, I would have said that a ma'aseh kedushin memela makes an isha mekudeshes, whether you like it or not. You don't like it, you don't have to do it. Of course, that's where you need the husband's das for the kedushin. But once he chooses to do it, it memela makes a mekudeshes, and you don't need him to have a specific das for the chalais. Lefizeh, it comes out that a person can't be mekadesh an isha, can't voluntarily go over and give her a ring l'shem kedushin and say, but it shouldn't be chal. Or give his wife a get voluntarily and intentionally in the shame gerushin and say, but it shouldn't be chal. If you're doing a ma'aseh gerushin, then she's megureshes. You don't get to choose whether it should be chal or not. And that means that a tanai, a gerushin al tanai, really doesn't make sense. I'm giving her a get. Obviously, I mean for it to be a ma'aseh gerushin, because if she fulfills the tanai, I want her to become divorced. And let's say I give the get with a tanai al menashe titnli masayim zuz. I want her to be divorced if she gives him the Messiah Zuz. With what do I want her to be divorced? With this Maisa. So obviously I mean for this Maisa to be a full-fledged Maisa Gerushin. But then I want, but if she doesn't give me the Messiah Zuz, then the Gerushin shouldn't be Chal. So to that, Taisus and Ksuba says, what do you mean you want that it shouldn't be Chal? You did a Maisa Gerushin and you want it not to be Chal? That's like turning on the light, but wanting it not to go on. You can't make the ma'aseh gerushin not be chal. Misvar, we would never say that such a thing works. The only reason why you could do such a thing is because it's learned from Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. That's the chiddush, the gzeiras hakosav, that's learned from Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, that it's possible to attach a tanai
to your Maisa Gerishin, so that even though you mean for it to be a Maisa Gerishin, but if the Tanai is not Mekuyim, the Chalais shouldn't be Chal. Such a Chiddush is Gzeres HaKasav. Memela, we could say, Eim Chabar L'Chidusha. Now you have to formulate the Tanai correctly. If you'll make it a Tanai Kofal, and a Tanai Kaidim L'Maisa, and a Hein Kaidim L'Lav, so that it's similar to the Tanai B'nei God B'nei Rubin, then you could use this Gzeres HaKasav. Then with the Tanai, it's Shayach to stop a Maisa from being Chal. But without that Gzeres HaKasav, it's not Shayach to stop a Maisa from being Chal. And therefore, if you don't follow the Mishpatei HaTanayim, the Maisa is going to be Chal against her will. Even though it's true, he never wanted to be Mekudeshes under these circumstances, or he never wanted to for the get to be Chal under these circumstances. But that doesn't matter. You don't need to want the get to be Chal. You just need to want to make a Gerishin. And that he did want. He wanted to do a Maisa that should count as a Maisa Gerishin. We have 100% of full-fledged Das and Ratzin for that. He wanted to do a Maisa that should count as a Maisa Gerishin, but he didn't want it to be Chal if she didn't give the Masayim Zuz. So to that we say, that's not within his power to have a full-fledged Maisa Gerishin, but it shouldn't be Chal. The only reason why he's able to do that is because of the Chiddush of the Parsha of Tanai, and the Mele has to be Doimit to that Parsha. That's the Din of Mishpatei HaTanayim, that it has to be Doimit to the Tanai B'nei God of B'nei Ruvain. It's Kedai to be Maisif to this discussion. Another Yisai that we find in Rishonim, a nafkamina from this alumnus of Tosfos. And this is found in a Tshuvas HaRosh. The Rosh in Shailas HaTshuvas Klal Mem Vav discusses the topic of someone who's mevatel a Tanai. That means he made a chalais with a Tanai. For example, he gave a get. He gave a get al Tanai. And then later he's mevatel the Tanai, meaning he changes his mind. And he wants the get now to be chal, even if the tanai is not fulfilled. So he said, "Harei megureshes." He gandered the get and said, "Harei megureshes amenasha titnili masayim zuz." And let's suppose that he followed all of the mishpatei tanayim. So he said, "Im titnili masayim zuz harei yat megureshes v'im loy titnili masayim zuz einach megureshes." So he formulated the tanai perfectly, following all the rules of the tanayim. But then a few days later, he changed his mind, and he decided that he really wants her to be Megureshes under all circumstances, whether she does give the money or she doesn't give the money. So he gets up a week later, and he says, "Actually, on second thought, I want you to be Megureshes even if you don't give the money." So the Rush was asked, the Rush was presented with this Shaila, could a person come along later and be Mavatal the Tanai, cancel the Tanai, and say, "Now I want to get to Bichal even if there's no Tanai." So your first thought would be, well, yeah, Asi Dibur Mavatal Dibur. Last week he said that the get should be yes with the Tanai. Now he's saying the get should be not with the Tanai. So he changed his mind. Asi Dibur Mavatal Dibur. Let the get be Chal without a Tanai. Zuck the Rush, not so fast. If you wouldn't accept the Chiddush that we just learned from the Tosfos in Ksuvos, so Misvar, what I would have said is this. Last week he gave her a get, and he said that this get should be Chal if you give me the Masayim Zuz. So that Maisa Gerishin, again, this is how you could have looked at it without the Yisoid of Tosfos and Ksuvos. You would have said that the Maisa Gerishin that he did last week was not a full-fledged Maisa Gerishin that had the Koyach to be Megarish her under all circumstances. He did last week a Maisa Gerishin that had the Koyach to be Megarish her if she gives the money. Now this week he's decided that he wants her to be Megarishus even if she doesn't give the money. So we should tell him, okay, that's nice. You wanted to be Megareshes. You could be Megareshar, but you got to do another Maisa Gerishin. Because last week's Maisa Gerishin was a Maisa Gerishin that should only be Chal if she gives the money. And now she's not giving the money. So for her to be Megareshes on the tzad that she doesn't give the money, she never had a Maisa Gerishin that was supposed to be Megareshar under those circumstances. So it's not enough for you to just say, "I changed my mind. Asidibur Mavatal Dibur," you should need to give her another get. You should need to give her a Maisa Gerishin without a Tanai, and that will be Megarish her, even if she doesn't give the money. That's what I would have said without the Yisayid of Taisus and Ksubas Daphne and Vav. But Zak the Rosh, but Taisus was Megala to us that that's not the way it works. That really, without the Chiddush of the Parish of B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvain, every Maisa Gerishin, even if it's made al Tanai, would really be Chal under all circumstances.
which means that the ma'isa that you did last week, when you said that this get should be chal, if you give me Messiah Mzuz, the get should be chal, that was a full-fledged ma'isa gerishin. That ma'isa had b'koichai to make her megureshes under all circumstances. The only reason why she wouldn't be megureshes if she doesn't give the money is because of the chiddush of Tanai, that Tanai could be mevatel, could break the koyach of a ma'isa. Really, every ma'isa has b'koichai to make the chalais under all circumstances. There is no such thing as a partial ma'isa. A ma'isa creates that chalais just as surely as turning a switch makes the light go on. Giving a get makes an isha megureshes. So if you gave her a get last week and it was meant as a serious ma'isa gerishin, that was a ma'isa that had b'koichai to make her megureshes under all circumstances. But then you added a t'nai, and we learn from the parasha B'nai Gadol B'nai Reuven that there is such a thing as a t'nai, so that t'nai had the koyach to break the ma'isa gerishin on the side that she doesn't give the money. So when you come along today and you say, on second thought, I want her to be megureshes even if she doesn't give the money. So asi dibur umavatal dibur. So your words today undo the words of the t'nai that you did last week. And what you're left with is the ma'isa that you did last week that really had b'koichai to make her megureshes under all circumstances. That's why you don't need another ma'isa gerishin. The whole idea that a person could cancel a t'nai, could be mevatel a t'nai, that he could do a ma'isa al t'nai and then later change his mind and say, I want that ma'isa to be chal, even if the t'nai is not mekuyim. So the Rishonim say, the Rush in Klal Mem Vav in his Shuvas, the Rush says that a person could do that. A person is able to cancel a t'nai. But the only reason why he's able to cancel a t'nai is because of this lumness that we learned from Taisus and Ksuvas. Without the lumness of the Taisus and Ksuvas, we would have said that last week's Maisa wasn't a Maisa Gerishin for the Tzad, for the scenario in which she doesn't give the money. So if you want her to be Mugureshes, even if she doesn't give the money, you need to do a new Maisa Gerishin that should work even in that circumstance. But once Tosfos told us that really the Maisa has b'koichi to make him egregious in all circumstances, and it's only the Tanai, the Chiddush of Tanai, the Gezeiras HaKosav of Tanai, that has the koich to break the koich of the Maisa, what that's called, this Yisoid, the Rush calls it Tanai Milsa Achrisihi, that the Tanai, it's not a limitation within the ma'isa. We don't consider it to be defining the limits of the ma'isa, but rather it's something outside of the ma'isa. The ma'isa was a complete ma'isa gerishin, and the t'nai is an external thing which breaks the koyach of the ma'isa gerishin. That's called t'nai milsa achrisihi. Therefore, you can be mevatalet. If it wouldn't be a milsa achrisihi, that means if it was something internal, that a gerishin al t'nai was viewed as a ma'isa gerishin that's only a ma'isa gerishin for one scenario and it's not a ma'isa gerishin for another scenario, then you wouldn't be able to be mevatalet because you still don't have a ma'isa gerishin for the second scenario. But because t'nai milsa achrisi, it's something external, that means that the ma'isa gerishin really was a kashra ma'isa, it had the koyach to make its chalais in all circumstances, and the t'nai was an external thing that came to break it, therefore a person is able to cancel that external thing. That's why a person is able to be mevatel t'nai. I want to bring in one more discussion on the topic of mishpatei t'nayim. The Rishonim are bothered that there are various sugyas in Shas where we find that chalaisim seem to work with a t'nai built into the chalais, a self-understood t'nai. And those sugyas seem to ignore the requirements of Tanai Kafel and the other Mishpatei HaTanayim. For example, the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Tzadi Zayin has a case where a person sold a piece of land, and it was well understood that the reason why he wanted to sell this land was because he wanted to buy an animal. There was a certain animal for sale, and he needed that animal. So he sold a piece of land to get money so he could go buy that animal. And then that animal was removed from the market. It was no longer for sale. So he sold his land. He got $100. The whole reason he needed the $100 was because he wanted to buy an ox. Then it turned out that that ox was not for sale. The person that was going to be selling the ox changed his mind. And the ox was not for sale. The Gemara says in this case, the sale of the land gets canceled. Since it's clear to all involved that he only sold the land for the purpose of getting the money to buy the ox, now that he can't get the money, that now that even though he has the money, he can't buy the ox, so the sale is invalidated. In other words, we think of it as if he had spoken out a tanai that I'm only selling it because I want to get the money to buy the ox, even though he didn't say anything, but it was self-evident from the circumstances that he was only selling the land because he wanted to get the money to buy the ox. So when it turns out that he can't get the money to buy the ox, when it turns out that he can't buy the ox, the sale becomes invalid. So all the Rishonim ask Akasha, what does it help that it's evident from the circumstances that that's what he had in mind, and Mamela, it's as if he spoke it out. Even if he would have spoken it out, it shouldn't help to invalidate the sale. Because if he would have spoken out, I'm only selling you this land on condition that I can use the money to buy the ox, we would say, well, you made a t'nai and you weren't kaiful it. It's not a t'nai kaiful. He didn't speak it out. When we say it's ki'ilu, he spoke it out. It doesn't make it ki'ilu. He made all of the mishpatei t'naim l'chayra. And so it should be left with a t'nai that's not a t'nai kaful, and it shouldn't be able to invalidate the ma'isa. Just like we were saying before, that you could have cases of kedushin, gerushin, where it turns out that under these circumstances, he really didn't want it. But nevertheless, it's chal, because he didn't make a t'nai kaful. So in the case in the Gemara in Ksubis, it's even less. He didn't say anything. But we're saying, yeah, but since we know what he was thinking, so we're going to invalidate the sale. Hi, but he didn't make a t'nai kaful. That's one Gemara. There's another Gemara, a similar Gemara, Bava Basa Daf Kufnan Aleph. It says, Matnash Chiv Mira Im Omad Chayzer. If somebody was lying on his deathbed, and he said to a dear friend, I give you my house, and then a miracle happened, and the Chiv Mira got better. And he gets up from his deathbed, he gets up from his sickbed, and now he's healthy. But Oyvei, he doesn't have a house, because he gave it away to his friend. So the Gemara says, no, that Matana is not Chal. Once he gets better, he could take back the house. Why? Because it's self-explanatory that he only meant to be giving away the house because he thought he was about to die. He didn't die, so the matana is batal. Again, the kasha is good, it's self-explanatory, but it's not more self-explanatory than if he had said a t'nai without being kaival a t'nai. If he had said, I'm giving you this house on condition that I die, we would have said that the matana is chal even if he doesn't die. Because he wasn't kaiful the t'nai. We're learning in our Mishnah, called t'nai sheni k'tanai b'nei god b'nei ruben in a t'nai. So what does it help that it's as if that it's clear to us that he never meant to give it away on condition that he gets better. But l'maisa, he gave it away, and he didn't make it t'nai kafal. So how does the mekach become batal? How does the matana become batal? So there's a third gemara, a similar one, that we had here in Maseches Kedushin. A little bit earlier in Daf Mem Tes. That Gemara, the Rishonim ask a similar kasha, but with a little bit of a twist. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Tes, Amud Beis, tells a story about a guy that was Zaban Ara Adait Lamesek La'ardi Yisrael. He sold a piece of land, and the reason why he sold the land was because he wanted to go up to Eretz Yisrael. And then it turned out he wasn't able to go up to Eretz Yisrael, so he wants his land back. Over there, the Gemara actually paskined the opposite of the way the previous two Gemaras paskined. Over there, the Gemara paskined that he's not able to get his land back. But the reason the Gemara gave was because Dvarim Shavaleivinam Dvarim. That even though you may have only been intending to sell it because you're going up to Eretz Yisrael, but Dvarim Shavaleiv, thoughts that remain in your heart, Einam Dvarim, are not considered relevant, lahalacha. You didn't verbalize it, you didn't speak it out, and therefore the sale is chal, even though he doesn't go up to Eretz Yisrael. Now, obviously that Gemara seems inconsistent with the other two Gemaras, because in the other two cases we said that the thing that he was thinking does go into the sale, and in that Gemara we say that the thing that he was thinking doesn't go into the sale. That's a good kasha, but that's not our kasha. We shouldn't deal with that. Apparently, the other two Gemaras were a stronger umdana than in that Gemara. It was less of an umdana, so that remains Dvarim Shavaleiv, and it's required, it's necessary that he speak it out. But what's relevant for our Gemara is that even that Gemara, which says that his thoughts are not able to invalidate the sale, the Gemara says, but only because they remained in his heart. Dvarim Shavaleiv, Einam Dvarim. What if he would have spoken the thoughts out? If he would have said, I'm only selling this land because I want to go to Eretz Yisrael, it's clear from the Gemara that if he would have spoken it out, then his his thought, his message, would be valid. If he said, I'm only selling this land because I want to go to Eretz Yisrael, if he would end up being unable to go to Eretz Yisrael, then that would invalidate the sale. Again, you have the same kasha. But it wasn't a Tanai Kafel. So we have these three Gemaras. Two of them, Lemaisa are Mavatal, a transaction. One of them says that we're not Mavatal the transaction, but only because it was Dvaram Shebelev. But all three of them seem to be ready to be Mavatal transaction because the person never wanted the transaction to be Chal Adaita Dahachi, and yet the person didn't make it Tanai Kafel. In our sugya, we're saying that even though it's clear that he didn't want something to be chal adaita dahachi, but if he didn't make a tanai kafel, the tanai is batal and the maisa is kayim. It'll be chal despite that he never wanted it to be chal adaita dahachi. So how do these other various gemaras stim with the aside of mishpatei atanayim? Toises on daf mem tes discusses this. That's one of the key marmakayim, it's one of the key toisesim in shas on this topic, is the toises earlier on daf mem tes amud beis. And Tezis over there quotes the Rashbam. The Rashbam says that our whole sugya here on Daf Samach Aleph, the sugya of Mishpatei Atnoyim, our whole sugya is only relevant to Gittin V'Kedushin. Gittin V'Kedushin need a Tanai Kafel, but Dinei Mamonis don't need a Tanai Kafel. Memela, all those other sugyas, they were about a Matana, they were about a Mecher, all of those don't need a Tanai Kafel. The rule that we learned in our sugya, that's only true by Gittin V'Kedushin. That's why it appears over here in Maseches Kedushin. It's relevant to these types of Tanayim, but it's not relevant to Tanayim by monetary transactions, by Dinei Mamonis. That's the estate of the Rashbam, and in fact, it's said by earlier Mefarshim also, is brought down by the Ga'inim. But this Yisoid is brought down, and we find a Kasha on it in the Rambam. In the Rambam, the same parak that we were quoting from before, parak Vavav HaChasishus, in Halacha Yud Dalet, it's a very unusual Rambam. You never have, it's very unusual to have a discussion in Rishenim and then to say over, and the Rambam asks a kasha. The Rambam is not in the business of asking kashas. The Rambam just says halachas. Other Mepharshim, like Tosfos, like the Ramban, discuss a sugya. They tell you how they reach their conclusions by going through various Gemaras and asking Stiris and giving Tirutzim and discussing whether it's Mestaber or it's not Mestaber. Other Rishenim ask Kashas. The Rambam just gives you bottom lines, and generally speaking, all of the thought process that went into how he reached his bottom line remains hidden. But in this Rambam, Perek Vavav Hilchasishas Halacha Yudalev, the Rambam actually asks a Kasha on this Yesod of the Rashbam. He doesn't quote it as a Rashbam, he quotes it as a yesod that was said by some of the Ga'inim. The Rambam brings down that some of the Ga'inim held that all Tanayim need to follow the Mishpatei Tanayim. But there were some Ga'inim that held that only by Gittin V'Kedushin do you need to follow the Mishpatei Tanayim, but by Dinei Mamonis you don't. And Zuck the Rambam, but I have a kasha on that opinion. What's the Rambam's kasha? Zuck the Rambam, very pashut. The halachas of Mishpatei Tanayim are learned from where? Tanai b'nei Gadu v'nei Ruvain. What was going on when Moshe Rabbeinu was conducting his transaction with Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven? Was it a get? Was it a kedushin? No. It was a matana. It was a piece of land. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that you could have the land on Eivor HaYarden if you'll follow this condition of going ahead to at the head of the battle in Eretz Canaan. So the whole makar for the Mishpatei Atnayim is a Dinei Mamonis case. So, for the Rambam, how could anybody say that the rules of Mishpatei Atnayim only apply by Gittin V'Kedushin and don't apply by Dinei Mamonis? If anything, for Keret, the one place where they most certainly should apply should be by Dinei Mamonis, because Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven Gufa was a case of Dinei Mamonis. That's the Rambam's kasha on this yesod, which the Rashbam writes in Tosfos on Daf Mem Tesamim Beis. The Rishonim give a teretz. The Rishonim, the Ramban, and others explain, whether it's the Rashbam or these Ga'inim that the Rambam is quoting, those Rishonim that hold that only Gittin V'Kedushin need to follow the Mishpatei Atnayim and Dinei Mamonis do not, the Ramban says that even though the Rambam is right, that really the Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven story is a case of Dinei Mamonis, like the Ramban, yes, Rav Meir in our Mishnah, who says that we learn Mishpatei Atnayim from Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, he taka holds that they're required by all Tanayim, even by Dinei Mamonis. of Rizak the Ramban, but the Ga'inim held that we don't pass on like Rav Meir. And here, you see, it's tying in with the Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar that we mentioned at the beginning of the Shir, although in the details they're not necessarily exactly the same, Ayin Sham, but he's following the basic Mahalach that we introduced in the Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar, that our Mishnah may be a Das Yachid. Rav Meir holds that Tanayim, all Tanayim need Mishpatei Tanayim. And the Chachamim disagree. And we paskin like the Chachamim. So la halacha, we really don't need any of the Mishpatei Tanayim. So how come I get in the Kedushin? Yes. Zok the Ramban, that's a Chumrah. Chazal wanted to be more Chayshesh for getting the Kedushin. And therefore, as a Chumrah de Rabbanon, they were Chayshesh for this, that a Tanai that doesn't follow Rav Meir's rules shouldn't be a Kasher Tanai, just in case there'll be a basin that wants to pass on like Rav Meir. So the Ramban says, Avad, in Lomdis, there's no Makom to say that we need the Mishpatei Tanayim more by getting the Kedushin than by Dinei Mamonos. Avad, the Ramban is right. If you need it anywhere, you need it by Dinei Mamonos. But the Pshat of these Ga'inim is that they hold that really, in B'Yisui, you don't need it anywhere. Really, we don't pass on like our mayor, we don't need Mishpatei Tanayim. Just by getting the Kedushin, it's Kedai to be more Machmir. So over there, we require Mishpatei Tanayim. But by Dinei Mamonos, we blive with the Ikir Adin, and over there, we don't require the Mishpatei Tanayim. So this is the first teretz that we find in Tosfos on Daf Mem Tes, again quoting the Rashbam, that Dinei Mamonos don't need the Mishpatei Tanayim. The Rambam asked the Kasha, the Tanayim and the Gadol B'nei Reuben with Dinei Mamonos, and the Ramban gives the teretz, which perhaps is correct in the Rashbam, the Ramban is saying it bedas those Ga'inim that the Rambam was asking on, that they're not requiring a Me'ikir Adin, they're requiring it just as a Chumrah, and that's why they only require it by getting the Kedushin. Obviously, this is not a teretz for the Rambam. The Rambam rejects it. The Rambam says that no, if there's one place where you most certainly need it, it will be by Dinei Mamonos. So you can't be Mechalik between Dinei Mamonos and Gittin Kedushin. And so according to the Rambam, the Kasha comes back. Why do we have all of these other sugyas, like the Gemara, about the Matna Shchiv Merah, Im Amad Chayzer, there's no Tanai Kafel over there. The person that sold his land to get money to buy an ox, and then the ox wasn't available, so the Mekach is Batal, there was no Tanai Kafel over there. So the Ran, here in our sugya, the Ran on the back of the Gemara, you could find it on the top of Chav, Vav, Amun Aleph, in the Daf HaRif. The Ran writes a very interesting part. Zok the Ran, that these Rishonim hold, he doesn't quote the Rambam by name, but it's Bedas the Rambam. Those Rishonim that argue with the Ga'inim that we were just talking about before, those Rishonim will hold that as long as you don't try making a Tanai, it doesn't have to be a proper Tanai. If a person makes a transaction and it's clear that he has certain das, the das is good enough. But if you try making a tanai, then it has to be done correctly. If you make a tanai, it better be a tanai kafel. If you don't make a tanai and you rely on us to figure out your das, that's fine. The rule of tanai kafel is only if a person is trying to make a tanai. In other words, a tanai that's not spoken out at all is more effective than a tanai that's spoken out wrong. You don't have to make it tonight, but if you're going to make it tonight, you better make it correctly. As I look at the Ran, again, you could see it on Daf Chavav and Aleph and the Daf Erif on our sugya. The Ran was not the first one to say it. This was, it's also mentioned by the Rashba in Gittin, who accepts it as a legitimate teretz, but it's first mentioned by the Ramban. The Ramban, who was the Rebbe of the Rashba and the Rebbe of the Rebbe of the Ran, the Ramban mentioned this teretz first. The Ramban you could find in the Sefer HaZuchus, which is printed in the Daf Erif on the Flamed Ches and the Daf Erif on Maseches Gittin, in the 7th parak of Gittin, there's a huge discussion in the Rishonim on the Sugya of Tanai. And the Ramban over there in the Sefer HaZuchus, he, as far as I know, is the first to mention this Chiluk. The Ramban is very critical of this Chiluk. The Ramban writes over there that there are some misakshim that want to say this chiluk, that lashon of misakshim means stubborn people. In other words, people that don't want to be makir the emes, that they're not making sense, is the way the Ramban presents this. And some misakshim want to say that if you make it tonight incorrectly, that's worse than not making it tonight at all. And the Ramban goes on to explain, why does he think it's such a bad teretz? And it's a very worthwhile piece of Ramban, it's a line that's kedai to say over. It's a vichtiger quote from the Ramban. Like the Ramban, Shadini Mamonos in the Kleisam Begzeres HaKasav. When we talk about monetary law, you can't say, oh, it's Begzeres HaKasav. Eladvarim Shahadas Neitel Ledin Hain. Dini Mamonos have to be rules that are logical. even when they're Gzeiras HaKasav, even when they're learned from the Torah, Avada, the Torah teaches us Dinei Mamonos, but we have to expect that the rules of the Torah teaches us are going to follow some sort of logic. Dvarim Shadas Neita Ledin Hein. But things that are contrary to logic, like the Ramban, you may have such dinim in Halchas Chametz U'Matzah, in Halchas Sukkah, in Halchas Gittin V'Kedushin, maybe, in Halchas Kodshim. There I would have no problem with halachas that we don't understand. It doesn't make sense to us, but the Torah's das is greater than our das, and it could be a multiple time, it could be a chayk, we don't have to understand it. But when we're talking about dinei mamonos, how transactions work, matonis, mecher, how business works, over there the Torah didn't make rules that don't make any sense. The Torah made rules, but we're supposed to understand the logic behind the rules. And therefore, Zakhtar Ramban, don't tell me that if I don't make it Tanai, then it works even though I didn't speak it out. But if I try to speak it out, then it won't work unless I spoke it out properly. Zakhtar Ramban, that doesn't meet this criteria of Dvarim Shahadas Neita Ledin Hein. And therefore, he rejects this Teretz. So if you don't accept this Teretz, so we're back to the Kasha. How does the Rambam reconcile these Gemaras that allow a transaction to be undone, to become batal, because it didn't, because a daita dahaki, the person didn't want to do it, like the Shchivmer who gives away his house and then he gets better, and oh, we know that a daita dahaki, he never wanted to give away the house, but how does that shtim with the sugya of Mishpatei Atnayim? So there's one more teretz in the Taisis in back on Daf Memtes. Taisis on Memtes, here in Kedushin, a few blot ago, brought a teretz b'shem the Ri. The Ri said that all of those cases, the three cases that I mentioned, those are cases where the umdina that we have about under what circumstances he didn't want the transaction to be chal, are those umdinas are umdinas that are self-evident. Those are things that we would know even without somebody telling us. Whenever the umdina is self-evident, so then it's not the person that's creating this limitation in the transaction. The limitation is there be'etzem. There's an umdina be'etzem, meaning since he's a shchivera and he's giving away his house, so anyone could tell that he only means to give it away al hatzad that he dies. When do you need your tanai to follow the mishpatei atanayim? When there is no umdina be'etzem that this would be your das. There's only the umdina because you say so. Then if you say so but you don't say it properly, then it's not going to be chal. It's not going to be effective. So for example, a person that's mekadesh, or let's say he's megarish and isha, amenasha titnili masayim zuz. There's no reason to think if we would just see him give her the get without saying anything, we would never say, oh, he only wants it to be chal if she'll give him masayim zuz. Lots of people megarish their wife without her giving him masayim zuz. There's no umdinu be'etzem that the get should only be chal if she gives him a sayim zuz. If he gives her a get, imloy basim ikan ma'ajud beis chodesh is an example of a tanai and a get that the Gemara talks about elsewhere. All of these tanayim are sort of arbitrary. He chose this tanai because it fit with the personal preferences that he had in that circumstance, but if he never would have spoken it out, we never would have dreamt up such a tanai. In those cases, there's a parsha of tanai. And the mailer has to follow the Mishpatei Atanayim. But in cases where, without him saying a word, we'd know what he means, it's self-evident that this mice was only meant that a shchimer ala mashal. It's self-evident. Anyone looking at the story, he doesn't have to tell us why he's doing it. We know why he's doing it. Any time that we know his das without him telling us, that das is kayim, even without it following any Mishpatei Atanayim. So to review in a nutshell, we have the Rishonim Ma'irer Gavaldik Akasha, that there are a number of sugyas where we say that something is not chal because he never did it adaita dahachi, and we're always bothered by the kasha. But where is the Tanai Kafal? So we have Baker 3 Tuitim. We have those Rishonim that hold that Tanai Kafal is only required by Gittin V'Kedushin, not by Dinei Mamonos. The Rambam rejects this because of Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven was Dinei Mamonos. The Ramban is Miyashev that these Rishonim mean to be paskining against your mayor of our Mishnah. But al kaponim, that's one teretz of the kasha. Then there's the teretz, which the Ran brings down in our sugya, that you can communicate without tanayim, and then you don't need the mishpatei tanayim. But if you're going to try to use it tonight, then it has to follow the rules. And then we have the Ri in Tesis on Daf Memtes, who says that when the das that we're assuming in this person is something that could be assumed without him saying anything, then it doesn't need a tanai. But when it's something that we would never know on our own, so it needs a tanai, then the tanai has to follow the Mishpatei Tanayim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.